Market Street remains closed until March 6th between King Street East and Ontario Street for the Spirit of Winter event. On King Street West, expect delays until further notice between Country Club Drive and Front Road. Crews with Utilities Kingston continue sanitary and water main work with reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and lowered speed limits. Aberdeen Street is closed long-term between Johnson Street and William Street for construction and staging activity. Berry Street is also closed long-term at Queen Street for construction-related to work at 283 Queen. As for your weather outlook for the rest of the day, flurries continue this afternoon with gusty southwest winds still blowing at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50. Temperatures reach plus one, though it will feel cooler with the wind chill at minus nine. Tonight, skies turn partly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this evening and after midnight, clearing toward morning. Winds ease after midnight with an overnight low of minus 9, with wind chill that's going to feel like minus 15. A note for Wolfe Island Ferry users this morning, there will be no ferry service between Kingston and Wolfe Island on Wednesday, February 25th between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. This is to facilitate work at Kingston's secondary dock. The ferry will leave Marysville at 9:30 a.m. and resume service from the Kingston dock at 12 o'clock. This has been Christina Laurie with your 8 a.m. morning news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what? You know, the bleeps. The sweeps. And the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
Now I find
Well, well. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeffrey the Nerd, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, coming at you live from Queen's University, right here in the heart of downtown Kingston. It's Wednesday. It's about 6 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. We are broadcasting, like I said, out of the Limestone City, and we are still under a special weather alert. If you're just tuning in, you're just waking up, you haven't opened the curtains yet, we are down for a little more snow today. 5 to 10 centimeters with reduced visibility in areas of heavier snow continuing through this morning. But don't worry, it's going to blow over. It's going to warm up. We're going to crawl to that sweet, sweet 0 degree mark. And it's going to feel like summertime. It's going to feel like summertime in here for the next 2 hours as well. Don't worry, I'm not flying solo. Simone the Moan assures me that she's on her way in. Vinny the Thrill unfortunately had to bail because of the weather. He's got to hit the highway. So the nerd crew is scattered like dust in the wind at the moment. But you got me, Jeffrey, here to rock out your Wednesday morning. We're going to hear a lot of new stuff. I can barely contain my excitement. We just had, out of Kelowna, BC, a band by the name of Windmills with their new track, Ask Your Bones. We're going to hear new stuff this morning. We're going to hear a lot of Moldy Oldies, as always. And we're going to pepper in a bunch of Juliana Riolino as well, because she is playing at the Broom Factory tonight. That's part of the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, which starts officially today. More on that a little bit later when we do our community events roundup. We'll find some other cool things that are going on in and around the Limestone City. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about sports. Maybe. We'll see. Like I said, Vinny can't make it in, so he's just going to have to listen from his truck going very slowly down the highway yelling at me because I'm getting hockey players' names wrong. That sort of thing. Also on the docket, we've got some nerd news. We've got some Spider-Man news. I'm sure you want to hear about it. We're going to talk a little bit about Game of Thrones and Squire Egg's epic drip, as the kids say, and all that, and much, much more. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. And without further ado, let's get to the tunes. This is brand new stuff from Jill Scott. This one's called Be Great and features Trombone Shorty. I was once a Trombone Shorty. I think we're in for a special treat. Crank it up to 11, you guys. Let's do it.
Nothing they can do with that.
Baby, I'ma go ahead.
Marcus the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
From Canada, and they think I'm slow, eh?
She's a queen of fools. She's a queen of fools.
Queen of fools. Oh, crazy.
Yes, I have.
It was completely yesterday.
But now,
look at me.
Thank you.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Goodness, what amazing track right there. That was Juliana Riolino off of her debut LP, All Blue. That was Lone Ranger right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's Indie Morning Wake-Up Call. Welcome back, you scurvy dogs. Or I hope you're not getting scurvy this winter. Eat your oranges. Anyways, that was Juliana Riolino. She's going to be playing at the Broom Factory tonight. It is at 7:30. It is part of the Kingston Canadian Film Festival's opening celebration. Yes, I know that there is a movie screening at the Isabel going on at the same time. They're going to play the remake of Youngblood. But if Rob Lowe's not in it, I'm going to see Juliana Riolino instead. I'm a Lone Ranger at the moment. Simone Lamone has assured me that she will be coming in anytime. I know that the weather is pretty gnarly out there if you're in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We are still under a, what do they call those environmental warnings? I think they call it an environmental warning. Basically, we're going to get 5 to 10 centimeters of snow this morning. It's going to taper off, but the wind's going to pick up, so there could be some low visibility. Just careful if you're on the roads. Take some extra time. We're so late in the winter. It's like Danny Glover says, I got 3 days left till retirement. I'm not going to screw it up now. We're so close, you guys. We're so close. Real winter. Before Juliana Riolino, we heard a classic from Barbara Mills
with Queen of Fools. And also in that set, we had brand new stuff from a band called Smush. I really like that name. That's quality. That was Lawyers in Love. Very garagey, very kind of noisy, not too shabby. It's kind of like when you're drinking your first cup of coffee in the morning and it's kind of full of grounds, but you don't care and you drink it down anyways. That was Smush with Lawyers in Love. We opened up the set. Brand new stuff from Jill Scott with Be Great featuring Trombone Shorty. Just some warm music to get you up and at 'em in this fine Wednesday morning. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd, and we are coming at you live from Queen's University campus. If you're just joining us, reading week was last week, so all things are back to normal now. The students are on campus shivering it out like the rest of us. I hope you all had fun down in the Dominican. Welcome back to reality. It's 6 weeks, I believe, until the end of the semester. Doesn't seem like it, again, because of the gnarly weather. But we all just have to push through, lace up our boots, and go for it. We are in a house of learned doctors, Lower Carruthers Hall, and in the idea of science, you know, and furthering human understanding of the world, I've always wondered if the weather, like prolonged weather like this, has an impact on students' overall grade. Someone could do like a whole master's degree on whether or not an intense winter like we've been getting this season translates into better grades because everyone's forced to stay inside and study more, or worse grades because mentally we're in dire straits, we're on the raggedy edge. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a radio DJ. I'm just putting that out there. Food for thought, anyways. Yeah. If you're interested in volunteering at CFRC and you want to come down and hang out, check out the website, cfrc.ca. And if you've missed any of our previous programming, then go to the archive section. You know, check that out. There's all sorts of good shows. I mean, it's CFRC. There's always good shows. You know this. You know this. This time of morning, we like to do a weekly recap where we talk about what's going on in our sad, pathetic, lonely lives so that you feel a little bit better about yourselves. And quite frankly, not a whole heck of a lot. We had the closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games. We saw the amazing performance of Alyssa Liu from the United States, her figure skating. I was never a big fan of figure skating until some lightning in a bottle performance comes out like that. Also, she seems like a nerd, which I like. So go her. We had the stunning grasping defeat from the jaws of victory of the American, or sorry, of the men's and the women's hockey team. I don't need to go on about this. We were all up on Sunday morning watching the game. We all get it. They're better luck next time, I guess. I think 4 more years till France. And I don't know about you guys. I watched a little bit of the State of the Union last night with DJ TJ there. Turned it off. I'm not going to lie. I don't like to get political on this show, but my goodness, what a toilet. Anyways, like I said, I'm flying solo for the next little while, so I'll probably cease the yammering. Like I said, there's not much going on in my world. Kingston Canadian Film Festival is this week. A lot of stuff is selling out already, so if you haven't got tickets to a screening or an event that you've had your eye on, maybe get on that website and book that now, because, you know, it's filling up. I'm going to go see Juliana Riolino tonight at the Broom Factory, and I hope to see you there. Just to paint a picture, I will be wearing the exact shabby outfit that I'm wearing now because I'm going to be going there straight from work, which I go to straight from here. And my goodness, in the cold, sober light of day, when I look at the clothes that I'm wearing, it's not exactly concert ready. So if you see me there, no, I'm not there to paint the bathroom. I'm just dressed how I'm dressed. Get over it. I hope to see you there, though. This is going to be a good show. I've been a Riolino fan for years. I'm very excited to see her in town. It doesn't matter to me that it's a Kingston Film Festival thing. When I saw that she was playing, I had to go. After 9 a.m., though, if you're still with us, we will talk about more events that are going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, because there's lots of stuff. As always, don't let the weather get you down. We got some things to keep us occupied. And next break, we are going to be talking about food from our amazing sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods, downtown at the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. I was already in there this morning doing a little shoveling, doing a little muffin chat with our amazing baker, Erin. She's got, we're going to sample some sweet potato carrot muffins on the air. So again, I hope someone gets here soon. because the muffin's gonna get. Oh, she's there! Oh my God, she's been staring at me this whole time. This is crazy. I'm going to get back to the tunes, and I'm going to get Simone acclimatized to the studio and try and air out all the coffee farts that I've filled up the booth with. My name's Jeff the Nerd, classiest DJ on earth, CFRC 101.9. Here's a classic from The Emotions with I Can't Stand No More Heartaches right here on 101.9.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Oh, the neons are a-gleaming and the gamblers are a-dreaming. Oh, it's nightlife, yeah, nightlife. The chips go spilling and it's time to make a killing. Oh, it's nightlife, yeah, nightlife. As if the dice go a-turning and you hit snake eyes. You can't be a quitter when you're caught up in the glitter of the nightlife, nightlife. There's long-legged women who will take you for a trimming. Yes, it's nightlife, oh, nightlife. Their lips taste like honey, but they're out to spend your money. Yes, it's nightlife, oh, yeah. Just roll that seven and you'll hear them shriek. A 7-11, it's a lucky streak. You can't beat the drama, the excitement and the glamour of the nightlife. I said the nightlife. I said you can't be a quitter when you're caught up in the glitter of the nightlife, the nightlife.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Six miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
A year ago, no, we haven't met.
Nothing.
Hey.
Wait a second. Are you here?
I'm here.
Oh my goodness. I thought when you were looking at me through the glass, I was just looking at my own reflection.
Yeah, because we're one and the same now.
Totally.
Yeah.
You've been here so long.
That I am your other half.
I know that
I'm literally your other half now.
Absolutely, yeah. Sorry, Simone. Good God. It's a fate worse than death. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Welcome back to Indie Wake Up. Your connection for all great things.
Yes, absolutely.
I was just going to say that, like, that the Arkells, or rather Arkells, that's just like a sound of summer. I almost feel bad playing them in the winter.
Yeah. We'll get there.
We'll
get there. Yeah.
One day.
It's just right around the corner.
Summer
we're
is coming.
We're just going to blink and you're just going to open your eyes and it'll be a hot summer.
Not today, though. Today is. Thanks for making it in, Simone. Did you, you charter a dog sled to get in?
Yeah, a dog sled called Amy's.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Amy's mush. Well, thank you for making it in.
Yeah.
Indeed. That was Arkells with the song appropriately titled Next Summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come.
It's going to come.
Also in that last set, new stuff from Bad Child with White Knight.
Very cool video.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We had a classic from The Muffs with New Love. Also heard from The King, Elvis Presley, with Nightlife. And we opened it up with The Emotions. Old school stuff called I Can't Stand No More Heartaches.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know. Motown always sounds like fun, but is always very depressing.
There's a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's February. It's snowy. Simone's in the booth. We're hanging out. We just have a picture of Squire Egg on the monitor, and that's not going to leave.
You love this guy.
I'm going to change.
This kid has changed your world. Like, he's the only thing you talk about.
Not since Captain Picard has there been such a strong representation of bald men on television.
That's true.
And I'm all for it.
What were you saying? He has a bald...
Head stubble. There's a scene where he's inspecting his head stubble, and all I could think of as a bald man was like, man, that head stubble looks thick and well-balanced.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, my name is Bald Kid. Simone, what's going on? How's your life? What's happening?
Oh, just chilling.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Yeah.
Anything new in the last week since I...
nothing.
Of course not.
Nothing new. Nothing new or exciting just yet, but...
Fair, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Film Festival coming up. Yeah. We've got some other events. After 9, when we do Nerd Talk, we'll ask you... We'll get you to review
Nerd
the first...
Talk.
Yeah, Nerd Chat. We'll get you to do your review of the first few episodes of Paradise, season 2. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
But in the meantime, my stomach's growling.
Is it?
What am I going to do about that, Simone?
Ooh, well, there is this place.
This place?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Yeah, a little red shop.
Arby's?
Not quite. not Arby's.
No.
Speaking of Arby's, like I'm always seeing these like ads, not ads, reviews online
for Arby's.
Yeah, on YouTube with saying like give Arby's a chance.
No.
Like it, you know, because everyone thinks it's bad, but you should give it a chance.
I've never enjoyed
Apparently,
Arby's.
They have a very good hash brown.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. My sandwich caliber has been raised because I've been with Old Farm for so long.
I know.
No one can touch it. You want to talk about a good meat sandwich? Everyone's all like, oh, Arby's, your meat sandwich, it's so good. BS. You want to hear a good meat sandwich?
Yeah, tell me.
The Old Farm Fine Reuben, the flagship of the store. The first sandwich that Old Farm got when we started grilling sandwiches.
Ah.
And they're by far still the popular one. You get your rye bread.
Okay.
You get your dressing, which is a mayo relish Russian dressing mix.
Mm.
Your smoked meat, Montreal smoked meat. You pile that on.
Hey now.
Oh, yeah. Some Swiss cheese, some red onion.
Here we go.
And a heap of sauerkraut.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Then you throw that on the panini press. You get that grilled up. You listen to me nerd out for a few minutes while you get your sandwich toast. You tolerate my talk of Sir Egg for a couple minutes, and then you get the best sandwich in town.
Mm,
it's fantastic.
It sounds really good.
Oh, it's crispy. It's salty. The sauerkraut is good for your system. It's very delicious.
Ah,
oh, yeah.
Right on.
It's good for your gut health.
Gut health.
It is.
So it's good. Like, it tastes good, and it's good for you.
Yes.
Yes.
I couldn't have put that better myself.
There you go.
I'm sorry I didn't bring one in.
That's what I'm here, man. I'm
Absolutely.
Here for you.
Yeah. They're really good. So you want to get down to Old Farm and get yourself a grilled Reuben or a grilled smoked ham sandwich is also really good, too.
Nice.
On the Wilton wheat cheesy chive bread.
Mm.
So good.
And what do you recommend for something sweet? After you've had this delicious sandwich and you want something a little bit sweet.
There's an amazing couple of bakers that work at Old Farm Fine Foods, and I like them a lot because they're nerds, so I'll go in the morning and just talk about, like, the legend of Foggy Mountain or something like that. And they make amazing cookies. I'm a big fan of the Old Farm cookies. They sell like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got four main varieties. the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
And then we got the Mona, which we have out in the lobby.
Mona. That the, sounds like Simona.
Yes. So yeah. That means you're going to have it. That's the everything biscuit, I call it. It's coconut, cranberry, chocolate chip, and it's an oatmeal cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a little disc of happiness.
Yeah.
Very good.
Disc, I like that. Disc of happiness.
Definitely.
And head stubble. It's going well.
I'm glad you came in today. The ginger molasses cookie is always delicious, and the caramel waffle cookie is insane.
You know I love that.
Yeah, those are great.
You gifted that to me on Christmas time, and I was happy.
That's right. You only get one once a year, Simone.
So good.
Stop asking.
So good. I filled myself eating it.
You have to go out and buy a bag of 10 of them at Old
so
Farm.
So good.
They're delicious.
They're delicious.
So you go to Old Farm, you get a Reuben, you get yourself a couple of cookies to wash it all down with. You get a County Bounty soda. Then you go to Arby's,
yes.
You buy one of their sandwiches, and you just throw it in the garbage.
Just throw it in the garbage.
Give it to the, like.
You don't even bother to take a bite. You just throw it away.
Yeah, you like go outside so they can see you do it.
Just to disrespect Arby's.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's marmots out there that need food. They can eat, just laying on the road. They can have it. Arby's. Speaking of Game of Thrones, Night of the Seven Kingdoms, like you always talk about, Simone.
Right.
There's a scene where they have a ham and egg sandwich and it looks delicious.
It does,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you want to get down to Old Farm. Like I said earlier in the program, reading week on campus is wrapped up, so the students are back, which means Old Farm is chock-a-block with frozen entrees. I know that we complain about the winter,
yeah,
but it is the cozy season. There are there's some rays of sunshine.
Sunshine.
Thank you. And that is the ray of sunshine comes in a frozen rectangle called the shepherd's pie.
Ooh.
So good.
So good.
Ground beef, vegetables, potatoes, cheddar cheese, a little bit of parsley on top. You throw that in the oven for like an hour, 350 degrees. Smells the place up, but good.
Mm-hmm.
Makes your neighbors, who are all Queen students, think you know how to cook because they can smell through the walls.
Right.
And it's really good. So that's really good. Like the I mentioned it because the Queen students kind of live off of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, who has time to cook when you're too busy ruling the
world?
And
you want to eat something good.
Healthy. Yeah.
Solid.
You want your parents to know that you're eating something good.
Yeah. And you want to eat something that after you've eaten it, you feel good.
Yeah.
You don't feel gross.
Like Arby's. They're not going to, Arby's will not be a sponsor of this show. The pot pies are back as well. We got turkey pot pies. They're friggin' massive.
Turkey pot pies.
Yeah.
I like that.
Like Old Farm has, I almost said wooden. Old Farm has paper bags, right? With handles, right? Or retail.
Yeah. Which is nice. Like those bags.
However, I don't think they can sustain the weight of the pot pie. I'm always warning people, hold it by the bottom.
Okay.
Hold it like a baby. Support its head.
Oh.
The pie's eating business.
Oh, Jeff.
So, like, don't worry about cooking. Get to Old Farm. We'll do that for you.
Okay.
And get through the winter, you know, in one piece.
All right.
Or six pieces if you cut the pie the right way.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah.
Yes.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm getting hungry.
Ooh, we too.
We got some Latvian potato chips over there from Old Farm. We got to eat.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are really good.
Yeah. And a cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly icing.
Yeah, it's mostly icing.
So if you're in a terrible mood because of the weather, get to Old Farm and brighten your day.
Have something to eat.
Yeah. Say hey to us.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to the Muzak. After 9, we're going to find some more events. We're going to talk about Kingston Film Festival, but there's other stuff going on as well. There's a dance party at Daft on Saturday.
Ooh, dance.
I might crash.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
they're going to hate it.
All right.
But we're going to get back to it. Here's another one. This is a new one from Juliana Riolino. Rolls off the tongue. This one's called Like a Rembrandt.
That's what you'd like to be.
A Rembrandt?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not? We'll
go over to the art gallery. They got a bunch of them.
Why not?
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is
CFRC 101.9.
Threatening the feeling. Theater is radioactive. Now you can hear tonight's show on your AM car radio. Turn your ignition key to the accessory position. This will not drain your car battery. Now turn on your radio and zero in on the following AM station.
Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna Winners and losers don't get caught on the wrong side of their line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on that losing end. So last night I met this guy, I'm gonna do a little favor for him. I guess everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Cause everything that dies, someday comes back.
Intermission.